Always nice to win at the Oval, David, and to do it 4-0, especially pleasing.
Delighted. Again, my only criticism, and the boys are probably, I think I'm nitpicking at the end there, you know, could have been 5, 6 or 7 to be honest. But delighted before some of the goals that we scored tonight. And I asked, and the players will tell you, I asked them before the game that some of the goals we do score is great goals. They're well worked goals and they're well thought out goals, or set plays, or, you know, Andy's in the first half. But I want us to get ugly goals. I want us to start scoring a lot of ugly goals. And, you know, Burnsie popped up with, as usual, a couple of goals later on.
Takes him to 25 and Andy goes to 33. And the second goal must be a candidate, if not the goal of the season for us tonight.
It certainly was. Technically, it was very nice. I sat up in the stand and seen it fly into the top corner. So Andy's got that in the locker. You know, you don't score that amount of goals, not only this season, but the seasons, even when he was at the Glens here, that, you know, he's more than capable of scoring a lot of goals, and he leads from the front, and you want that, you know, to score the amount of goals he has done this season's a credit, and hopefully he can build on that the rest of the season and take that form in the next season.
Burns and Waterworth get the headlines, but there were pleasing performances across the whole pitch tonight. I thought Kirk Miller was outstanding, Niall Quinn came on and looked the part, Jimmy Callagher was like Terry Butcher at the back. I thought it was a brilliant all-round team performance.
No, I thought they were solid, and again, credit the players, because we spoke about it on Saturday after the game. We spoke last night before training, and I warned them tonight that we weren't just turning up here to make the numbers up just to play out a big two derby. I know what it means. I know what it meant to Linfield supporters, and again, they turned out in their numbers, and you know, hopefully went home pleased tonight, because they certainly deserved that.
Cliftonville on Saturday, we, you know, not a lot at stake in the league table here tonight, but we showed, you know, we really want to win these games, and it'll be the same against Cliftonville on Saturday.
You know, sometimes I don't need to speak to the players before the games and at half times now, because the players are now starting to motivate themselves. I always ask for leaders in the dressing room, leaders before the game. And again, I found myself sat up with the Linfield fans, which I thoroughly enjoyed in the second half, reminiscing about the years you used to sit up there when Linfield used to win title after title. So, the players are aware. Again, Cliftonville on Saturday, big derby match. Our record in previous years, as I said, but recently, hasn't been good enough against Cliftonville. So we'll be turning up strong, full of confidence, and hopefully get the right result.
It's all about competition for places for the cup final now, isn't it?
Yeah, no, they're all at it. Everybody wants to train. Everybody wants to be involved, which again gives me sleepless nights at times, because I'm going to have to tell people at times they're not in the squad or they're not going to be in the cup final squad. But I say I'm pretty honest with the players. I can only pick 11 to play. I can pick 5 to be in the squad. And if you do get an opportunity, whether it's tonight or whether it's Saturday or Glenavon away, spark into life and hopefully put yourself in the picture for a cup final place.
The only downside was that nasty injury to Matty Clark and Jimmy Callagher, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was. Jimmy's got quite a knock on his head. Matthew obviously couldn't continue at half time, so that's a down point. But you know, credit to Jimmy again the second half. I thought he went out and led by example. You know, not only Jimmy, you know, Mark Hockey beside him has been terrific. Sean coming back.
Jimmy McCrew talked the whole game from where we were sitting.
Yeah, no, he did. And again, that's what I expect of somebody who's been at this club for 10 years, knows what it means, especially on an occasion like tonight where I'm not on the touchline. So I need players to start leaning, I need players to drive it. And I think the players are actually getting that.
You'll be glad to get back to the touchline on Saturday, won't you?
Hopefully I can find myself staying on the touchline these days. But so I know I'll, you know, look forward to it. So it's a big game, and so I have a lot of time, a lot of respect for Jared Little, their manager, and so I go back a long way with Jared. So they'll come, they'll want to beat us. They'll come, I'm sure, with a big vocal support. And hopefully our fans turn out again on Saturday and we can give them something to shout about. It's our last home game. I think the players normally, the clubs that I've been at, usually stay out on the pitch and sort of thank the supporters, because they deserve a big pat on the back for the way they've not only this season but always supported, but especially, you know, my first season here. The last 6 months has been an absolute pleasure, and hopefully we can bring them some success.
League table doesn't lie. The team that finishes top deserves to finish top. So it's well done, Crusaders, and we'll be coming after your title next year.
Yeah, no, well done to Crusaders, Stephen Baxter, and the staff. So it's you know, the best team normally always wins the league, and fair play to him. and say we'll be chasing them down next year. We want to finish this season as strong as we can. And I said to players before, you know, Crusaders will win the league, but don't hand them it. And to be fair, the last couple of games we hadn't, we'd done our jobs, and you know, Crusaders have done their job, so fair play to them.
Well done tonight. Good luck on Saturday, David.
Cheers, Andy. Good man.